plans to send asylum seekers to the African country could result in lengthy court challenges. Robert Jenrick, who quit as Immigration Minister on Wednesday, says he won't back it in the Commons. But Labour's Shadow Work and Pension Secretary Liz Kendall doesn't think many other Tories will rebel against the Prime Minister.
They're not going to lose. I think he'll get through quite comfortably on this, because why would a Tory MP signal such a lack of confidence in their Prime Minister? They don't want an election because they're worried they'll lose their seat. He'll get this through.
Some breaking news, and a mother has been charged with manslaughter over a fire which killed two sets of twin brothers in South London in 2021. 29-year-old Davika Rose will appear before Croydon magistrates tomorrow. The four children, Leighton, Logan, Kyson and Bryson Hoth, who were aged 3 and 4 when they died in the fire in Sutton. There's a warning, widespread poverty in the UK risks putting the country back into the social divides of the Victorian era. A report by the Centre for Social Justice points to COVID lockdowns as one factor for the widening gap between the haves and the have-nots. An official with the UN World Food Programme says half the population of Gaza is starving. The warning came before another night of Israeli bombardment. Alexandra Murdoch from the charity UNICEF says young people in Gaza are suffering.
Some of my colleagues have described meeting children who are missing limbs, who are suffering from third-degree burns, and at the moment it's about day-to-day, hour-to-hour survival, but psychological support is going to be needed for these children.
Israel has urged people to leave parts of the southern city of Khan Yunis. And Chitty Gatwa has made his debut in Doctor Who. The new Time Lord appeared during last night's special episode marking the show's 60th anniversary. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today, fine for a time during the morning with early sunny spells replaced by encroaching wet and windy weather that will spread eastwards into the afternoon. Some of this rain will be heavy, perhaps clearing to a bright but blustery conditions later, with a maximum temperature of 13 degrees C. Tonight, clear spells and isolated showers giving way to a swathe of strong winds and rain. The rain turning heavy for a time in the north, generally drier towards dawn, with a minimum temperature of 5 degrees C. Monday, strong winds easing during the morning to leave a fine day with lengthy sunny periods. Temperatures on the mild side with a maximum temperature of 11 degrees C. The outlook for Tuesday to Thursday remaining changeable and often rather windy, with periods of rain likely on all days, but perhaps trending drier with time. Temperatures on the mild side, but Thursday perhaps starting frosty. That is your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online.
This is Phoenix FM.
So, you're listening to me, Kevlar, and this is the Sunday Sessions, a radio show, the show that brings you tracks recorded live down our open mic, which takes place at the Essex Arms in Brentwood every Monday from 8 to about 10. I've already played you tracks from Shay Barry, Scott Wood, Richard Barker, Katie Todd, Freya Carpenter, and I've also got one track left from Jane. I always leave Jane's till this second half if I can, because I know she travels over to her son's, or her son goes to her for Sunday dinner. And that's when they're usually listening. So, yeah, so there you go. What else have I played? I've played tracks from 1981 right down to, where are we up to? 1992. Non-Christmassy songs. So songs that got into the charts at Christmas and became the Christmas number one, but they're not really Christmassy. And I think this was kind of a start of something, like a little bit of a trend of getting songs into the charts. I think it also came with X Factor as well, when everyone had picked something different and go and download and buy tracks that were not the Christmas number one expected. And this next track I'm going to play for the second half of my show to start it off with is one of those tracks. It really is. And I'm going to play it. I am going to play it. The song peaked at number one on the UK singles chart on the 11th of December 1993 for 1 week, but it reclaimed the top spot to become the Christmas number one single and spent a total of 3 weeks at number one in 1993. I do remember as a kid, I did used to watch Noel's House Party, and that's where this song came from a very strange pink spotted thing that they called Mr. Blobby. I can't make it any better, can I? There's no way that I can make this any better than it actually is. This is from 1993. How did the public vote for this song to get it into number one? I don't know. You're a crazy lot. But it did. It was Christmas number one in 1993. Mr. Blobby. Enjoy.
Have you had enough yet? It's nearly finished.
That was Mr. Blobby. Yeah, great. What a great track that was. Yeah, Christmas number one. Who the hell bought that for Christmas? It's crazy, isn't it? But anyway, there you go. Anyway, moving swiftly onwards. 1994 saw East 17 taking the top spot of the charts at Christmas. In late November 94, Stay Another Day entered at number 7 in the UK singles chart. The following week, it climbed to its peak of number 1 for the last 3 weeks of the year. Stay Another Day faced stiff competition for the 1994 Christmas number 1 from the popular Mariah Carey single, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It outsold Carey's hit single for weeks commencing 11, 18 and 25th of December, selling roughly 130,000, 120,000, 160,000 copies respectively. The sales led over Carey in the week before Christmas, which was around 60,000 copies, and thus securing the 1994 Christmas number one to East 17. And it's kind of, it's a non-Christmassy song, but it was kind of made Christmassy, and you've probably seen the adverts and stuff like that where they're in their coats and their white coats and dancing around. And I also, I say this every time I play this, I had a picture disc of this and I gave it to an ex-girlfriend. Yeah. But anyway, there you go. I wonder if it would have been worth anything now. Anyway, it's East 17, Stay Another Day. Enjoy. It's much better than Mr. Blobby. This one takes us up to the adverts.
You know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had returned to haunt me, now it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong. Stay another day.
Yeah, so that was Stay Another Day, E17's Christmas number one from 1994. Going to the ads straight after this, and then straight after the ads, got another track from the open mic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
So, you're listening to me, Kevlar. This is the Sunday Sessions radio show. The show that brings you tracks we record live down at the open mic at the Essex Arms. And this is the last of the tracks I've got from recording last Monday. And this one is it's another Christmassy one. So, well done. Thank you for that, Jane. And it is Jane Oakman. And I like this one. This is really, really good. I like this. This is a great Christmas song and a well sung by Jane. This is Jane Oakman with Rocking Around a Christmas Tree. Well done, Jane.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party up. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple try to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Way.
Yeah, that was Jane Oakman rocking around the Christmas tree. Well done, Jane. So before we have a little run of the Spice Girls, because they became quite popular towards the end of the 90s, we've got a quite a powerful song, this one. I like this song. I do remember when it came out, very, very, I think it was a bit of a groundbreaking video at the time as well. And this one, it debuted at the number one spot in the UK singles chart, where it remained for 6 weeks throughout December 1995, becoming the Christmas number one of 1995. This is Michael Jackson with the Earth Song. Great track. Enjoy.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we've shed before? Did you ever stop this notice, this crying earth, this weeping shore? I
Yeah, that's Michael Jackson with the Earth Song. Powerful song, that one. And that was from 1995. We should listen. We should listen. It's still happening. Up next is your traffic and travel, so stay tuned.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's have a little look and see what is happening on the roads. We have got in the A13, Fobbin, reports of slow traffic due to an accident on the A13 eastbound between the A176, that's the Five Bells interchange at Fobbin, and the A132 South Main Pitsey flyover in Pitsey. So I would avoid the area because it says there is slow traffic there, so don't want to get stuck in that. The B1421, Ockenden Road, North Ockenden, the road is partially blocked due to a fallen tree in Pike Lane. Seems to have been there all morning, so they've obviously not removed it yet. All the major roads are looking pretty good, apart from that one. Obviously, on the A12, there is a speed restriction of 40 miles per hour, and one lane is closed due to the ongoing resurfacing work between junction 13 and junction 16 on the A12. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood. Over on the rail, we've got buses running instead of trains on the Greater Anglia between Witham and Ingatestone, and services are being diverted via Stratford on the C2C between Fenchurch Street and Upminster. There is no service on the Greater Anglia between Stratford and Tottenham Hale. Over on the Tube, what have we got going on over there? We've got minor delays on the central line between White City and Ealing Broadway, between White City and West Ruislip, between Leytonstone and Epping, and between Leytonstone and Hainault. There are also severe delays on the district line westbound between Upminster and Owers Court. There is no service on the Hammersmith and City line. There is Northern Underground Station is remaining closed at Kentish Town. It's due to ongoing engineering works. Piccadilly Station exit only on the Piccadilly line at Covent Garden due to overcrowding measures. There is an underground station closed on the Piccadilly line at Holloway Road. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line westbound at South Ealing, and there are minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Uxbridge. The Elizabeth line, there is no service on the Lizzie line between London, Paddington and Heathrow, terminals 1, 2 and 3, and severe delays between Hayes and Harlington and Reading. There are minor delays on the Elizabeth line between London, Paddington and Abbey Wood, and between London, Paddington and Shenfield, and there is also a reduced service on the Elizabeth line between London, Paddington and Maidenhead, and between London, Paddington and Heathrow, terminal 4. On the DLR, there is no service on the Docklands Light Railway between Canning Town and Beckton, so avoid those areas as you can. That is your traffic and travel. Do check before you leave the house. So, I hope you like the Spice Girls, because, and I played these in order, which I'm now thinking maybe I shouldn't have done, but hey-ho, it is what it is. They had a run of number ones, 96, 97 and 98, so they did really well. And they, you know what? They deserved it as well. They were great when they came out, and at the time, they done really well, and I think they did deserve it. So, 1996 was the Spice Girls with To Become One. It was originally going to be released in the UK on the 9th of December 1996, but the release date was delayed to let Dunblane's Knocking on Heaven's Door, a tribute to the children killed at Dunblane Primary School in Scotland, stay at the top of the UK singles chart. So the singles were released the next week, obviously the Spice Girls one, and it went in straight at the top and became the group's third chart topper and their first Christmas number one single in the UK. So here's the first of your Spice Girls, first of your Spice Girls. This is To Become One from Christmas 1996.
Candlelight and sulfur
Spice Girls from 1996, Christmas number one, to become one. So, shall I let you know what's going on the show for the rest of, on the radio for the rest of the day on Phoenix 98 FM? I'm going to tell you now. At 12 p.m. we've got Tony Smith bringing you 2 hours of soul, bringing you 2 hours of pop, dance, and chart hits. That's going to be the Sunday lunch at 12 p.m. At 2 p.m. we've got John Chubb, and he'll be bringing you some of his great tracks. He'll be selected. I don't know what he's going to play yet, but he's going to play you some great tracks. All the same, we know that much. At 4 p.m. we've got the arts program, taking a weekly look at the best in the local and national arts scene with Claire Javot and Natalie Bays. Gareth Barton will be talking about his Chelmsford Art Gallery, Spread Creative. And also next week, tune in for the pantomime, because on the arts program we'll be doing the Phoenix Panto. At 6 p.m. we've got Nigel Fitzmaurice stepping out, bringing you 2 hours of soul, funk and disco tunes. At 8 p.m. we've got The Greaties, music and memories from the 1980s, presented by Xanthia Behrman. And at 10 p.m. we've got The Playlist, playing you uninterrupted recent chart hits. So every reason to stay tuned for the rest of the day. So what have I got to play you next? That's another Spice Girls track. This one, it was from 1997. I just realised I'd had a typo. I put 199997. So the Spice Girls, this one was released on the 8th of December 1997. It topped the UK singles chart for 2 weeks, becoming the group's second consecutive number one single and their sixth consecutive chart topper, which made them the first act to have its first six singles reach number one in the United Kingdom. So that's an achievement, isn't it? That is. I don't know if anyone's topped that since. I didn't look that up. But yeah, let's play the Spice Girls with Too Much. Here you go. Enjoy.
Shed some solution.
that was the Spice Girls from 1997 with Too Much. I've got one more from the Spice Girls to go, and then one more track from your non-Christmas number ones. Just to let you know as well, I think it's a good time to let you know that Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trestle Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. The Doddinghurst Road Church Food Bank fed 200 people locally who were not able to make their budget stretch after trying to meet other commitments. So if you're walking around the shops, pick up something extra, put it in the food bank box. You can get in touch with them by calling 01277224528 or emailing info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. For more information, go to the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. They're looking for tinned goods, sort of like chicken in sauce, potatoes, chicken and beef casseroles. They're also looking for jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee jars of pasta sauce, and toiletries as well. Soap, toothpaste, cleaners and bleaches and washing up liquid. Most urgent is tea, shampoo and shower gel. So like I say, if you're walking around the shops, grab something extra, put it in the box. It really does help people out. So, yeah. And it's Christmas time, so why not? So, the last of the Spice Girls run, the Spice Girls medley, shall we call it? on December the 20th, 1998, Goodbye became the Spice Girls' eighth number one single in the UK, selling 38,000 copies in the first week. With the song, the group became the first act to have three consecutive Christmas number one singles since the Beatles in 1965. So what an achievement. Well done to the Spice Girls, and this is their track, Goodbye.
Never mind the pain.
So that was the 1998 Christmas number one, The Spice Girls with Goodbye. And we'll say goodbye to The Spice Girls for now. I've got the ads coming up, and straight after that, I've got the 1999 Christmas number one to play.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
So in 1999, Irish boy band Westlife released a cover of I Have a Dream, and it was 20 years after ABBA's original release, and the song became the West band's fourth UK number one single. So here is Westlife, I Have a Dream.
I believe in angels. When
that was Westlife with I Have a Dream. That was the last of my non-Christmas tracks. So I'm now going to play you some Christmas songs. There you go. So, what one should we start off with? I've got a great one. It's one of the newer ones out. This is Cher, DJ, Play Me a Christmas Song. And it's a good one. Here it is. Tony Smith is in the building.
No one on the streets and the city is quiet. I should be asleep, but I hear all the fire. I'm on my way out. And I'm gonna stay out. I can feel the pulse as I walk in the door. Take me through the crowd to the middle of the floor.
That was Cher with DJ Play a Christmas Song. Great track, I like that one. Next up, well, I've only got a couple of tracks because Tony Smith is hovering in the wings, ready to go. So the next one I'm going to play is Mick Hucknall from Simply Red and Happy This Christmas. Oh, hang on. Try it like that. There you go.
Life whizzing by his December. Now Christmas is here. Tell me the things you remember. Singing our favorite songs. Let's forgive and forget all the things that we hope won't go wrong. People come together. Cheering for Christmas.
wondering where this is going. The people you love, the life you have seen, are we growing? Singing our favorite songs, so let's forgive and forget, and fill the world with happiness tonight. People come together from all over the world. We're all coming together. Tell me, can you feel it? I hope you're happy this Christmas. Are you cheering for Christmas? I hope you're happy this Christmas. Are you cheering for Christmas?
Yeah, that was Mick Hucknall with Happy This Christmas. So I'm signing off now. Have a fantastic Sunday, whatever you're doing. I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Tony Smith, bringing you the Sunday lunch. And I'm going to leave you with Ed Sheeran and Elton John. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.